here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 7th of November, 2010. It was on this day, 1492, a meteor fell from the sky near the town of Ensisheim in Alsace in France, one of the oldest recorded meteorites. It weighed almost 300 pounds, and within a couple of weeks, a poet had written a poem about it. It's the birthday of the screenwriter Herman Mankiewicz, born in New York City, 1897, worked on many films that he was not credited for, Horse Feathers, Million Dollar Legs, The Wizard of Oz. It was Mankiewicz who suggested that they film the Kansas scenes in black and white. But he did get credit for co-writing the script for Citizen Kane with Orson Welles. It's the birthday of the songwriter Joni Mitchell, born Roberta Joan Anderson in Fort McLeod, Alberta, Canada, 1943. As a kid, she suffered from polio, had to spend time in the hospital, taught herself to play the guitar, went to Toronto, make it as a singer, and did, with songs like Both Sides Now, Chelsea Morning, and Circle Game. And it's the birthday of the critic and writer Stephen Greenblatt, born in Boston, 1943, author of a biography of William Shakespeare, Will in the World, which was a New York Times bestseller. Here's a poem for today by Mark Halliday, entitled Divorced Fathers and Pizza Crusts. The connection between divorced fathers and pizza crusts is understandable. The divorced father does not cook confidently. He wants his kid to enjoy dinner. The entire weekend is supposed to be fun. Kids love pizza. For some reason involving soft warmth and malleability, kids approve of melted cheese on pizza years before they will tolerate cheese in other situations. So the divorced father takes the kid and the kid's friend out for pizza. The kids eat much faster than the dad. Before the dad has finished his second slice, the kids are playing a video game or being Ace Ventura or blowing spitballs through straws, making this hail that can't quite be cleaned up. There are four slices left, and the divorced father doesn't want them wasted. There has been enough waste already. He sits there in his windbreaker, finishing the pizza. It's good, except the crust is actually not so great. After the second slice, the crust is basically a chore. So you leave it. You move on to the next loaded slice. Finally, there you are, amid rims of crust. All this is understandable. There's no dark conspiracy. Meanwhile, the kids are having a pretty good time, which is the whole point. So the entire evening makes clear sense. Now the divorced father gathers the sauce-stained napkins for the trash and dumps them, and dumps the rims of crust, which are not corpses, on a battlefield. Understandability fills the pizza shop so thoroughly. There's no room for anything else. Now he's at the door, summoning the kids, and they follow. Of course they do. He's a dad. A poem by Mark Halliday, Divorced Fathers and Pizza Crusts, from his collection Jab, published by University of Chicago Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, you can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices, at novonordisk-us.com. Produced by Nick Vetter and engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor, hoping you'll come see A Prairie Home Companion on a movie screen near you Thursday, October 21st, live. Visit us at prairiehome.org for movie theater and ticket info, and we'll see you there.